Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Bhakti Vedanta Shami Raj Prabhupad Jai Jai Om Vishnuvad Paramahansa Parivrad Kacharja Ashto Tarasat Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Raj Prabhupad Jai Adanta Koti Vaishnavrindaki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kun Radha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Jamanamai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Guru Premanande. Have some water. Some water. Jal.
Hot, not cold.
Anything. Any place, right? No fixed place. No fixed verse. Whatever I'm inspired, wherever the book opens. The first thing to do is to have an auspicious mobile check. Yeah, all the mobiles can be turned into silent mobiles.
And anybody whose phone goes off, I have to donate 1,000 rupees to the BDT.
Okay, that's good.
Book distribution.
Thank you. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 3, text 24. Utside yuri me loka nakuryam karma chedaham sankarasya chakartasyam upahanyam ima prajaha. Utsideyuhu would be put into ruin. Ime,
all these.
Lokaha,
worlds.
Not. Kuryam,
I perform.
Karma, prescribed duties.
Chait,
if.
Aham,
I.
Sankarasya,
of unwanted population.
Cha,
and.
Karta,
creator. Syam,
would be.
Upahanyam, would destroy.
Imaha,
all these.
Prajaha,
living entities.
Entities.
If I did not perform prescribed duties, all these worlds would be put to ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings. Purport. Varnasankara is unwanted population, which disturbs the peace of the general society. In order to check this social disturbance, there are prescribed rules and regulations by which the population can automatically become peaceful and organized for spiritual progress in life. When Lord Krishna descends, naturally, he deals with such rules and regulations in order to maintain the prestige and necessity of such important performances. The Lord is the Father of all living entities, and if the living entities are misguided, indirectly the responsibility goes to the Lord. Therefore, whenever there is general disregard of regulative principles, the Lord Himself descends and corrects the society. We should, however, note carefully that although we have to follow in the footsteps of the Lord, we still have to remember that we cannot imitate Him. Following and imitating are not on the same level. We cannot imitate the Lord by lifting Govardhan Hill as the Lord did in His childhood. It is impossible for any human being. We have to follow His instructions, but we may not imitate Him at any time. Srimad Bhagavatam affirms, Naitat samacharej jatu manasa pihyani sharaha vinashyat jacharan maudhyad vitagrudrobdijam visham isharanam vachas satyam tatayava charitam kachit tesham yatsvat vacho yuktam buddhi mams tatsamacharet. One should simply follow the instructions of the Lord and His empowered servants. Their instructions are all good for us, and any intelligent person will perform them as instructed. However, one should guard against trying to imitate their actions. One should not drink the ocean of poison in imitation of Lord Shiva. We should always consider the position of the Isharas, or those who can actually control the movements of the sun and moon, as superior. Without such power, one cannot imitate the Isharas, who are super powerful. Lord Shiva drank poison to the extent of swallowing an ocean. But if any common man tries to drink even a fragment of such poison, he will be killed. There are many pseudo-devotees of Lord Shiva who want to indulge in smoking ganja and similar intoxicating drugs. They want to indulge in smoking ganja, marijuana, and similar intoxicating drugs, forgetting that by so imitating the acts of Lord Shiva, they are calling death very near. Similarly, there are some pseudo-devotees of Lord Krishna who prefer to imitate the Lord in His Ras-lila, or dance of love, forgetting their inability to lift Govardhan Hill. It is best, therefore, that one not try to imitate the powerful, but simply follow their instructions. Nor should one try to occupy their posts without qualifications. There are so many incarnations of God without the power of the Supreme Godhead. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Structuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopisam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamadam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Jagannatham Vitam Stam Sadivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Manto Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Nostute Tapta Kanchana Govangi
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhavya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
In this section of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is emphasizing that one should perform one's prescribed duties. Because Arjuna, on the plea of spiritual compassion, wanted to give up his duties. He had so many arguments proceeding from the bodily conception of life. I'm this body, these are my relatives. And Krishna wanted to instruct Arjuna that one should not act according to sentiment, nor should one give up prescribed actions because of sentiment. Rather, one should perform one's prescribed duties. So he gave some examples. Actually, he said that even a person who has no duty to perform still performs prescribed duties just to instruct others. Because whatever the leading person does, the other persons will follow. So Krishna says that name partasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nanavaptamavaptavyam vartavachakarmani. That for me there's no prescribed duties. Prescribed duties are for the brahmanas, for the kshatriyas, for the vaishyas, for the shudras. But Krishna says that I'm not one of them. I created the system. Chatur varnyam maya shishtam guna karma vibhavasham tasya arkataram apimam vidyakartaram. I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's no duty prescribed for me. Prescribed duties are for the conditioned souls. But yadi aham navarteyam jatu karma nyatantrataha mama vart manavartante manusya partasarvasha. If I didn't very carefully attend to performing prescribed duties, no one else would either. We find that when Krishna was a king in Dwarka, every day he was performing his prescribed duties. He would get up in the morning at Brahma Muhurta time. Queens weren't very happy about that. But he'd get up from bed. And then he'd perform various auspicious activities, giving charity, seeing the cows, distributing this and that to the Brahmins and so on. Performing his meditation, Gayatri Mantra, all of these things. Just to set the example that although one may be a householder, that doesn't mean that one should sleep late and then get up and
drink some coffee real fast and rush off to work. But rather, one should get up early in the morning, before about an hour and a half before sunrise, and one should chant Hare Krishna and engage in, hear something from Shastra, engage in activities for spiritual realization, because that's the business of human life. So in order to set the example, Krishna himself performs these prescribed duties. He has no need to, but for the sake of others. Because yad yad acriti sheshtas tat tadei vedam. Whatever the leading person does, others follow. And Krishna is the leader of all the leaders. So he performs prescribed duties. Now he says, utside yur ime loka nakuryam karma chedaham sankarasya chakartasya. If I didn't carefully perform prescribed duties, I'd be the cause of unwanted population, varnasankara, sankaro narakayaiva. When there's unwanted population, they make the world hellish. Unwanted population means the so-called human beings who are born simply out of lust rather than according to the Vedic system of begetting a child in for spiritual progress. The household life means for begetting children. Otherwise, no need of household life. But then what kind of children will we get? The children will be begotten according... It's a great responsibility. In Bhagavatam it said, Pita nasasya namochiyet ya samupetya mrityum. Patir nasasya, janani nasasya. One should not become a father. One should not become a mother unless one can save the person, the child, from the clutches of death. One should not become guru, one should not become king, unless he can save those under his care from the clutches of birth and death. Well, in the Vedic civilization, children are not to be begotten simply willy-nilly, as they say. That helter-skelter, willy-nilly. Or simply by out of lust. Or worse, simply by contact of some woman or some man outside of marriage. But even within marriage, the children are to be begotten purposefully. Not that children are simply an accidental byproduct of sex, but purposefully begotten. Therefore, the family planning begins even before the marriage, that the girl is suitable, the boy is suitable. And they're, by their combination, good children are to be begotten. Therefore, the Garbhadham Samskar is there as a purificatory method before begetting the child. Or Srila Prabhupada simplified the matter that the prospective parents should chant 50 rounds of the Maha Mantra before begetting a child. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So that the consciousness of the parents will be purified, and as a result, they can beget qualified children. So the when the Vedic culture is followed, then these points are observed. And human life is not meant for sense gratification. It's meant for spiritual advancement. Whether one's brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyas. The duties are different. Brahmachari's duties and sannyasi's duties are different from the grihastha's duties. Grihastha's duties are different from the vanaprastha's duties. So everyone has a different duty to perform. But whatever duty is assigned to him, that he should do. The human life is not meant for just following the dictations of the senses. It's meant for carrying out prescribed duties for the satisfaction of the Lord. Parashrama charvata purushena paratiman Vishnu rajyate panta nanya tato shikam. The simply to follow, I am a Brahmin and I am a Kshatriya, or even to perform, yes, I am performing the duties of a Brahmin, or unless the aim is the satisfaction of Vishnu, then it's also useless, waste of time. The goal should be to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. So here Krishna says that if I didn't myself follow the system, then others also would neglect it. And the result of neglect is Varnasankara, unwanted population. We were discussing the duties of the householders for begetting good children. When Kali Yuga things become so bad that people beget children like dogs and monkeys. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, after the uncultured son of a Brahmin, Sringi, cursed Parikshit Maharaj to die, when the boy's father found out about it, he lamented that now you're cursing the king who's responsible for maintaining law and order in the society. So everything will become disrupted. And finally it will come to this, that the people will have children who will be just like, not who will be like, the way that dogs and monkeys have children, that's how the so-called human beings of Kali Yuga will have children. Just as a result of obeying the dictations of the senses. And Sankuro Narakayaiva. And the children that they beget will be such wild animals that they'll make life hellish for everyone. Gradually that's happening. Misdirected, lost children who themselves have no higher aim than sense gratification gradually degrade everything. Gradually degrade everything. And destroy the peace of society, destroy the everything. People want a peaceful society of sense gratification. That they'll not get. If we want to have a peaceful society, then society has to be organized along these lines. And everyone should have prescribed duties to perform. Everyone should perform those duties for the satisfaction of the Lord. Everyone should be engaged in devotional service. Then there'll be progress. Otherwise not. Mm. All right, let's see what kind of questions there might be this evening. Any questions? Any other questions? Then maybe you can skip the grahastha ashram. Save 25 years. Should have asked me the question sooner. How old are you now?
27.
Okay, so you're on schedule. So don't overextend. The main thing, mistake people make is they overextend their stay in the grahastha ashram. So grahastha ashram means 25 years, not 65 years. So one should... It's a question of planning, just like I know I'll be in Bangalore for 2 days. So I'm not making 2 weeks' worth of plans, because 2 days is 2 days. So if I know that I'm going to be in the grahastha ashram for 25 years, not more, then I plan accordingly. By the time I'm, say, 50 years old, 52, then my business should be wrapped up. And now, suppose you're married, so you'll have children. But by the time you're 50, they'll be grown up. Then affairs can be handed over to them, and you can get out, which is what one is meant to do, not stay at home. Meddling with the affairs that should be better left to the younger generation. So then one can get out, Vanaprastha ashram. Vanaprastha and sannyas. So, yeah, we may not have 100 years, but we should seriously engage. And you can cut some years off the... Who's the collector?
1,000 rupees going to the BBT.
So some years can always be clipped off. You can clip a couple of years off the grahastha ashram, clip some years off the vanaprastha ashram. Take sannyas early. Where Chaitanya took sannyas at 32? 24.
Shankaracharya took it at 8.
Shankaracharya took it at 8. But we don't recommend that you take sannyas at 27 and a half. She's new. Hasn't learned how to use a phone yet. My goodness. there's a button on the phone. It's usually a red button or a little round one. It's called the off button. You press it hard, and that's all you have to do. I don't even have a phone, but I know that. That's the most important thing to know about the phone, how to turn it off. Kind of like the Grahastasha, the most important thing to know is how to get out. You don't want to be like Abhimanyu, you know, he knew how to get into the Vyuha but didn't know how to get out of the Vyuha. Very important to know how to get out. It's also like the Vyuha, once you get in, then you fight. Generally, that's householder life. There's a lot of fighting. Right?
It's a complicated question.
Hmm? No. It's just complicated handwriting.
Oh, okay. The whole chapter in one square inch.
When someone takes to brahmacharya and continues it, people ask about leaving duties unfulfilled. Even though we understand it is for Krishna's service, people argue how to explain. Duties unfulfilled? You're leaving the duties unfulfilled. You're simply engaging in sense gratification and not using your full energy for Krishna's service. You're the one who's not fulfilling the duties. Mam ekam sharanam braja. Sarvadharman pratyajya. Mam ekam sharanam braja, aham tam sarva papevyo. That's the duty. Krishna says, give up everything else and surrender to me. So, you want to talk duty? Let's talk duty. Give up everything else and surrender to me. Yeah, serious. If you're concerned about performing duties and not leaving duties unfulfilled, then this is the most important duty, to surrender to Krishna. Or are you doing that? Or you're just saying, oh, he's remaining brahmachari, this is terrible. Brahmachari means one who's moving toward Brahma. Krishna is the param Brahma. So to everyone should be a brahmachari. Even the grahastha should be brahmacharis. We should be moving toward Krishna. That's the duty. That's the duty. Simply getting married and having children, that's not as important. That's temporary. Every animal has children. But getting out of this human form, out of this material life and going back to Godhead, that's the real duty. Always leaving duties unfulfilled, but Shankaracharya accepted sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, Ramanuja Acharya accepted, all the acharyas, practically speaking. They set this example. But were they negligent? Rather, they were fulfilling the highest duty of human life. So if someone gives up lesser, unimportant things to fulfill the highest duty of human life, why should you be unhappy about that?
In the chapter you were reading from, Krishna said, this is a counter-argument that could be presented. In the chapter you were quoting from, Krishna said, even personalities like Janaka Maharaj, though he was liberated, he performed his prescribed duty just to set an example.
So this is also, Janak Maharaj performed prescribed duties just to set an example. So this is also a prescribed duty. So set the example. Everyone's getting married, everyone's having children. But some should set the example of being brahmacharis and dedicating their whole life for the service of Krishna, and spreading the Krishna consciousness with them. That's a prescribed duty. There's no prescribed duty, though you can't remain brahmacharis. Some other questions?
What is how someone knows that the bhaktis is prescribed? It is.
Therefore, the spiritual master is there. You do this, you do this, you do this.
Those who are not taken into the spiritual path, so they are not performing the.
Those who are not taken to the spiritual path, they'll be ignorant. They won't know what to do and what not to do. But still, they should be directed by superior persons who can see. Generally, they should all go to the school and be trained by a spiritual master, acharya. And acharya will see, this boy is good for this, this boy is good for that. According to his qualities, according to his work. But he doesn't take to any spiritual path, then he's a shudra. Simple. Kali Yuga sannyas is not recommended as most of the population is falling. How do we understand this? We understand that Mayavada sannyas is not recommended. But sannyas for the service of Krishna, for Atmanishta, that's recommended. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. His elder brother accepted sannyas, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved. So sannyas is also accepted. Prabhupada accepted sannyas. His Guru Maharaj accepted sannyas. Sannyas isn't liked in Kali Yuga. That's another thing. In Kali Yuga, no man likes to take sannyas. Everyone wants to remain in household or life to the fag end. Otherwise, if one is thinking, oh, sannyas is forbidden, then one can accept the vanaprastha ashram, and Krishna will give further dictation from there. Yes?
Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava, it's quoted that Bhaktisiddhanta said that that argument between Lord Chaitanya and the Kazi, in regards to reference to this, is that that is a quotation from a Tamasic Purana in regards to Karmakandi Brahmins, not in relation to Vaishnava sannyas. Lord Chaitanya had like 9 sannyas associates. He gave me a list of.
Yeah, Brahmananda Party.
And he himself took sannyas. So he took, it's not an associate with Vaishnava, it's not with Vaishnava sannyas.
In the Karmakanda line, then sannyas may be forbidden in Kali Yuga, but not Vaishnava sannyas. Vaishnava sannyas. Yes.
Maharaj, Krishna went to the Gurukul as a brahmachari, then he became a grihastha, but he didn't show his sannyasa rupa in Dwarka Yuga. Could have also shown
all he renounced the whole world. Sarvalokam Hesharam, he's the owner of the whole world. And he renounces it. He gives it up for the exploitation of the misled living entities. How much more renunciation do you want? Krishna is always a perfect sannyasi. He has full control of his senses. And he has no interest. Name karma pale spriha. What is that? Namam karmani limpanti name karma pale spriha. Krishna said, I have no interest in sense gratification. Anashrita karma palam karyam karma karoti sannyasi. The Krishna was always a perfect sannyasi. He didn't need to accept the external formalities of sannyas. And Bhishma Dev appreciated that Krishna is actually better brahmachari than anyone. One shouldn't imitate, therefore it's mentioned here that one shouldn't imitate Krishna. Well, Krishna remained in householder life and never accepted renounced life, so I also won't accept renounced life. Pick and choose from Krishna's pastimes. No. He instructs Sarvadharma Bhajya. That also, this verse is significant that Prabhupada quotes, that one shouldn't imitate the great controllers. That one should follow their instructions. One has to know which activities Krishna performed as to set the standard and which he performed independently as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Another thing is that Kshatriyas don't take sannyas.
Kshatriyas also.
I think they become by the pastors, they don't take sannyas.
Of course, that's Varnashram again. But in the Vaishnav life, everyone can accept. According to Varnashram and the Kshatriyas don't. But we see they don't need to say take sannyas. Their vanaprastha life was more serious than any sannyasis. They went to the forest, they were living on fruits and berries, performing severe tapasya. No harm if they didn't take sannyas. The Pandavas also, they gave up everything. Parikshit Maharaj, he came to know that death is near. He gave up his kingdom, gave up everything. One has to know that the time will come, I'll have to give up everything. Voluntarily or involuntarily. There's no question, I'll just keep everything. That's not possible. Everything will be taken away. Mrityu sarvaharascha. Krishna will take everything. I may think I'll make it uncomfortable, I'll make it permanent settlement here. There's no permanent settlement. Therefore, one is advised that rather than cling to everything and hold on to everything and then have to be dragged out kicking and screaming, one should voluntarily learn to detach oneself. What is that detachment? Detachment especially begins detachment from family life. How does one become detached from family life? One has to become more attached to Krishna. Unless one is serious about Krishna consciousness. Sannyasis tu mahabaho dukkam aptum yogatam. If one is not Krishna conscious, then sannyas simply becomes a source of trouble. But if one is very seriously engaged, oh, come on. If one is very seriously engaged in the service of Krishna, then naturally he becomes detached from the service of maya, material attachments. But that means one has to be serious.
There's no facility for vanaprastha. Like,
yeah, I've written to Jayapataka Maharaj. We're having some correspondence about this, about maybe giving some more tangible shape to the vanaprastha life. Because many people say that there's, you know, all right, I want to be a vanaprastha, what do I do? And we can give some direction. Well, you give up sex, first of all. There's no sex in the vanaprastha ashram. And you wind down your family affairs, and you can travel, and so on. But it seems like people need to see a little more step-by-step progress. So I'm in correspondence with Jayapataka Maharaj about this, and maybe we'll give some more, a little more tangible shape so that people can see, first I do this, then I do this, then I do this, then I do this. But in general, the idea is that one frees oneself from business obligations, frees oneself from business. As mentioned, there are four stages of vanaprastha life. In one stage, the vanaprastha keeps enough grains for a year. Another, he keeps enough grains for a month. Next stage, he keeps enough grains for a day. Next stage, he doesn't worry about keeping any grains. The idea is that to develop the idea that I just have to depend on Krishna. And one is a little insecure, all right, you keep a year's worth of grains and you'll be okay. And gradually he comes to understand, well, I don't need a year's worth of grains. If I keep a month, I'll be okay. Then he understands, oh, if I have enough for the next day, I'll be all right. And finally, I'll leave everything up to Krishna. As he progresses in detachment, with the detachment doesn't just mean blind detachment, but it means with the knowledge that Krishna will maintain me and Krishna will protect me. Rakshasyati iti vishvasham. Pranam tata. And Krishna will maintain me, Krishna will protect me. He develops that confidence. And that's why, one of the reasons for accepting Vanaprastha Ashram, to develop practical experience and confidence that Krishna will maintain me. Not that if I lose my job, I'll die. If my business goes under, I'll die. If this, if that, then I'll die. No, Krishna will protect me. As long as I'm engaged in the service of Krishna, I have no worry. As long as one is wrapped up in family affairs, then there are so many anxieties. But when one reaches that stage, or otherwise one thinks, all right, if I don't get any grains, I'll die. And I'm going to die anyway. So? It's expected. Everyone dies. I'll also die. So maybe I'll die from shortage of food, maybe I'll die from some disease, maybe I'll die from this. Everybody dies from something. So, worst case is, I'll die. And that worst case is already going to happen to me, so what do I have to lose? The actual worst case is that I'll forget Krishna. I'll be so attached to material activities and material affairs that I forget about Krishna. So better to let the other things go and focus very seriously on devotion and service. Then if I die, then that's all. Something else? Surrender. Meaning is anyavilashita shunya. To have no other business than Krishna's business. That's surrender. Yatechchasita takuru. My dear Krishna, as you order, that's what I'll do. Well, Krishna may not be personally present, but the spiritual master is there. So, Guru Maka Padma Bhaktya Chitete Kuryakya. That's surrender. Anything else? Okay. We can add here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Your next program? What happens next? Prasad.